is a Construction Tales brief safety topic. Prior to starting this video, I want to be clear that my first video on lockout tagout focused more on electrical lockout tagout than the other type. Actually, there are more lockout tagout devices than just electrical that exist. In this video, I'm going to expand and share a handful of different systems that are used for plumbing and electrical systems. I'm sure that there are even more lockout tagout systems that exist than what I'm sharing with you in this video. If necessary, I will create another video and add them in the future. Now that I've cleared up any potential confusion, let's get started with learning more about some of these lockout tagout systems together. What is a lockout tagout system? A lockout tagout system, also known by the acronym LOTO, is a safety procedure that is used to ensure that dangerous equipment is properly shut off and not able to be started up again prior to the completion of maintenance or repair work. This lockout protocol requires that those hazardous energy sources are to be isolated and rendered inoperative before work can be started on the equipment in question. The isolated power sources are then locked and a tag is placed on the lock identifying the worker and the reason the LOTO is placed on it. The worker then holds the key for the lock, ensuring that only they can remove the lock and start the equipment. This prevents accidental startup of the equipment while it is in a hazardous state or while a worker is in direct contact with it. As soon as my son chose to become an apprentice electrician, I purchased and handed a lockout tagout bag right over to him for his tool bag. I believe that this protocol is one of the most important tools in your tool bag. Where does this requirement for a lockout tagout system come from? The OSHA standard for the control of hazardous energy, aka lockout tagout, comes from Title 29, Code of Federal Regulations, CFR, Part 1910.147. This OSHA section addresses, practices, and shares procedures that are necessary in order to disable machinery or equipment being worked upon, thereby preventing the release of hazardous energy while employees perform servicing and maintenance activities. The standard outlines measures for controlling hazardous energies such as electrical, mechanical, hydraulic, pneumatic, chemical, thermal, and other energy sources. Let's look into the 6 standardized lockout tagout procedures that should include the following 6 steps: preparation, shutdown, isolation, lockout tagout, stored energy check, isolation verification. Now that we've come this far, let's review some photo examples of some lockout tagout systems that are required to be used in order to shut down the equipment prior to be worked on. Here are some of the types of lockout tagout systems: ball valve, gate valve, pneumatic nose, butterfly valve, cylinder valve, plug valve, universal valve, clamp-on breaker lockouts, hasp lockout, lockout padlocks, adjustable cable lockouts, group lockout box, lockout tagout signs and posters, lockout kits and stations, plug lockouts, valve lockout. Some known valve lockouts include pressurized gas, wedge style, seal tight ball, rotating gate, and adjustable ball valve lockout. As I stated in my previous lockout tagout video, it is crucial that all key management parties are aware of the upcoming equipment shutdown well before the day of the shutdown. This includes a meeting and a complete review of the electrical and plumbing drawings, including the one-line diagram. This one-line diagram will show you all of the items that will also be shut down that are on the load side of the equipment being temporarily taken out of service. All workers should be aware of the shutdown as well as their role during this time period. All workers should be trained to handle any potential emergencies that could exist during the shutdown. Important emergency equipment, such as first aid kits, eyewash stations, and fire extinguishers, should be readily available for all workers. Every employee should sit through a toolbox discussion beforehand pertaining to the topic so that they are prepared for a worst-case scenario. In my career, I require what is known as a method of procedure, also known as the acronym MOP, prior to the start of the shutdown. The method of procedure maps out exactly what you need to do from the time you start the shutdown until you end the shutdown. You should know where the nearest hospital or urgent care facility is located beforehand as well. The entire crew even needs to know where the emergency muster point is located. When the job requires a site safety manager, this data is given on day one during new worker orientation. In the event of an emergency, all workers need to head to the emergency muster point for a headcount prior to being excused by their foreman to go home for the day. The goal is for you to work safe and go home to your family in the same condition that you came in this morning. Well, my friend, this wraps up what I have for now on introducing you to the different types of lockout-tagout equipment that is available on the market to protect the average maintenance worker from potential harm and or even death. Look out for future videos where I share with you even more educational safety videos. I intend on explaining more in depth what purpose is for each lockout-tagout device spoken about in this video. Stay tuned for future videos that explain other important safety procedures. This concludes this Construction Tales safety topic. Come back for more topics soon.